Yima Sivan Siman Tzadik Halacha Beis, and we're going to Halacha Yud Aleph. So we're discussing and getting even more deep into the world of Tchumim. So the concept is, I want to be able to walk from one city to another, or I want to get to a certain area. And as the kids already teaches us, you could start from the end of the city. In fact, you also have what's called Ibura, which is the extra 70 Amas. So let's say that's about 100 plus feet. And then from there you have Tchum Shabbos, which is another 2,000 Amos, which we said, again, 2,000 minimal steps, and around 3,000 feet. 3,000 feet, it would be more 3,500 feet. Now, when it comes to a city, so here's where it gets complicated, because one city to the next, you have to have one house to the next, has to be that there's not a space of what's called a more than a karfaf, more than an area of 70 amas. And that could be quite complicated, 70 plus, a little bit above 70. So if it's within 70, if you have two, let's say, houses, and they're within 141 amas, so they're considered connected, and then you could continue calculating from the last house. This is the reason why you have to be an expert in being able to do this. Not only that, it's hard to do it on Google sometimes. Sometimes you really have to go drive out and see. Let's say I just had someone ask me this question. He wanted to walk to, I don't know, his children or something, crossing the highway. That could be really quite complicated. So it requires really a serious expertise. And that's why the kid to himself says you need a bucky. When it comes to even the concept of placing an Erev Tchumim, there's two ways of extending your ability to communicate. You could always leave the city 2,000 amas and go up to 2,000 outside of the city. But if you want to have that extra leeway, meaning I have another extra 2,000, so there's two ways of doing it. Either the ideal way is to go before Ben Hashmashas and be Ben Hashmashas. That means at twilight, the Erev Shabbos in yourself, in a specific, meaning 2,000 amas away. So then you're able to go from there another 2,000. There's another way of doing it, and that's placing and creating your, so to speak, home. And that's by sending food, placing food there, or even sending it through a shaliach. So there's a whole discussion here in halacha, who can you rely on? There is a concept of chazaka, shaliach is a shlichusay. Shaliach will do a shlichus. The question is, does that apply to a minor? Does it apply to a non-Jew? The other question is, what do you use? You have to use pas food, of enough for two meals. Now here it's a little bit different than what we learned when it comes to Shitufim Avasan Uchateris, which is a little bit of a misconception. You need per person. But you can't, so that'll be a lot of food, boxes of matzah. And also you have to be careful where you're placing it. You have to place it in a place where it's accessible. At this way, you don't have to do an Issa D'Oraisa of digging or something. The problem is, I once did this and I went to Karis Deer. One of the things you could also use is what's called liftan. Liftan or onions or radishes is the example the kids are giving, because these are things you eat with bread. And so the custom is, even though there's some argument about it also, but the custom is to use something that, let's say, you could have a jar of pickles or something that you eat with their bread. Or even the easiest is, especially when you have a lot of people, so you're calculating per person, that's even a reveal of liquid, of dip, so you could use ketchup. Ketchup or mustard is a perfect thing. The reason why, because A, it could be on behalf of many people. Number two, it's also not something that the animals are going to easily get to. And hence, that's a perfect thing. And that's what I think most people use. There's a bracha that you make. But even that, I saw in the Pesukei Truos, the meaning is not to make the bracha anymore because of so many complications when it comes to calculating the tchum. Now, the last halacha is that if you place the Erev in the city, so then the entire city becomes permissible for you to be able to carry, to be able to walk there too. It's not just about carrying, it's about being able to walk there. Because once you are in the city, the entire city is considered like Dal Damas. Not only that, the Kitzur says you even have what's called Ibura. That means you have the extension of the city and the Tchum Shabbos. Because at the end of the day, by you placing the food in the city that was close by, that was within 2,000 amas, You now basically made it your living quarters. So from there, you have another, at the end of that city, you have another 2,000 amas plus. Have a beautiful day.